Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Today is the 20th of September, and I'm presently sitting in my office Monday afternoon and wanted to just record my thoughts for just a minute before we get on with this particular episode. By the way, you are listening to episode 67 of the 20 Minute Runner Podcast, and I really do appreciate you joining me today for this episode as well as for this run, which we'll get underway here in just a little bit later. I have not had an issue with hips or knees other than my left knee, which I discussed last week, and that does not seem to be a serious type of injury. But this past Saturday, 3 days ago, Cindy and I were out working in our yard, pulling up old flowers. We trimmed the shrubs, cut back a pretty good sized holly bush that was covering a window or partially covering a window, and did not have any issues with that. And that was actually Friday morning. And then Saturday morning when I got up, I noticed a telltale sign of pain in my left hamstring. And the hamstring was pretty tender. And I'm pretty sure it's not related to running. The last run that I ran was the one where I had a problem with my GPS, basically not recording. Second time, the last two runs, I've had issues both runs. But evidently it was from bending over or moving as I was working in the yard. And so Friday night I had no issue with it. Friday afternoon I had no issue with it. But Saturday morning it definitely was bothering me. And even Sunday someone commented to me that I looked like I might be limping just a bit. Well, I was going to run yesterday, Sunday evening, and decided to give it a little bit more rest. Woke up this morning a little bit tender. Today's Monday. But better, much better. In the past, I've had times where, for whatever reason, you know, I'll have a hamstring that's a little sore or a quad maybe that's got a little ache in it. Not always related to running, and I think that's the case with this. So I ended up resting again this morning and plan to go Tuesday morning when I hope to record for this episode that you'll hear in just a few moments. But had to go over to Greensboro today. I went Friday afternoon, Cindy and I, to Winston-Salem, and I looked around at Dick's Sporting Goods, and they had the Garmin Forerunner 110, but they only had it with a heart rate monitor, which I probably would benefit from using, but just not into the heart rate training. Nothing wrong with it. It's just that I have not done that and don't really sense the need to use a heart rate monitor, for me at least. And if you do, that's great. It's probably beneficial. I know it is, and it would be beneficial for me, but I seem to do okay without that. So I wanted one without it. We looked up online, found a store in Winston called it's Four Runners Only, I believe. It's in the Rinalda Village historic section of Winston-Salem, a small running shop. And we went in and talked to the guy, and he didn't have any 110s. And he said that when they first came out, they sold 17,000 of them within like the first week or so. And so they were behind, and he said no one had them. Well, I knew that I wanted to go to REI in Greensboro to look at a 110 if they had it, and also to possibly take a look at the global trainer, the new Timex GPS device. And so today I had to go over to Greensboro, and at lunchtime I went by REI, and they had not only the one with the heart rate monitor, the Garmin 110, but they also had the one without it. And I was able to join as an REI member and got a 20% discount, which they will mail me later. But I did pick up the one 10 without the heart rate monitor, got a good deal on it, and actually used my rebate cards on my most recent phones, cell phones that we ordered. They don't give you cash anymore, and they don't give you a break or cash rebate. They send you a card for each phone, so I had three $50 cards on three phones, one for me, one for Cindy, and her mom and dad are on our plan. So I took those cards and ended up paying, I think it was $65 out of pocket, and I'll get 20 of that back. So that's a pretty good deal. Got me a Garmin for basically 45 bucks, the 110. Now, the drawback to that, I think, is going to be the fact that it does not register current pace, although it does, or excuse me, average pace for that lap or that run, although it does do current pace. What that tells me is that for a half or a marathon, particularly either one of those, I would probably need to have a pace card prepared that I could glance at as I pass certain mile markers. Because when I ran the marathon this past spring, I had a card and I didn't even refer to it. I just tried to work my way down to a 9:15 average pace, which is what I thought I could sustain with my knee problems, and basically did that. I actually ran the second half faster than the first half. And so that may be a drawback. I didn't ask them at REI today if this is something they're going to fix with a software update, because the Garmin, of course, connects to the computer, connects to Garmin. I forget what it's called. I know some of you are familiar with it. Garmin Connect, I believe it's what it's called. And I'm assuming they might be able to update the information on the watch or the Garmin watch device, the 110, as they can. So be that as it may, I went ahead and purchased it. It's black. I haven't even taken it out of the box. I'm looking at it right now and thinking when I get home I'm going to tinker with it and see what we might be able to find out. But I'm looking forward to it. I have enjoyed the Timex, the GPS that I've had, but after a year and a half or so, close to 2 years, I guess, it's just not working properly. And plus, with the 110, everything you need is on your wrist. You don't need to have an external pod. You charge it. Supposedly, it will go 8 hours on one charge if it's reading the satellites, and it'll be charged up to 3 weeks. If you're not using it for the GPS side of it. So I'm thinking I could probably use it and wear it as a watch as well on a lot of days. The question's going to be, though, I don't always turn my computer on at home in the morning, and I believe there's a direct connect without the USB. You don't have to hook the watch up to anything to get the information onto Garmin Connect. It will actually pick it up and transfer it via a beam, I think. Now, I might be wrong about that. I'll let you know. But anyway, I will let you know how this goes. I'm hoping by the time we pick up the run in the morning, which you'll hear now in just a minute, that I have at least gotten the thing charged and got it halfway figured out. I did look online at some of the video, and it was very simple to operate. It has fairly large numbers, which I definitely will like. Now, can I see those numbers without my glasses? I don't know how easily I can do that, but again, I'm trying to work on getting me some glasses. I just haven't gotten the nerve to go back to the eye doctor and tell them I need the information, all those details to go to Zenni Optical. Even though I bought a nice pair of glasses from them, I sort of hate to go back and ask for that information. I feel like I should buy the glasses from them, but we're going to try that, and that will help me. But from what I know about it, I've researched it, and I think I'm going to like it, with the exception that it doesn't give you the average pace, which I'm going to have to work around that unless they provide a software update in the weeks or months ahead. I would encourage you to go to REI if you're looking to buy any type of device like that. They offer an automatic one-year replacement. Join one time for 20 bucks. You never have to pay again. And everything you buy, if it breaks down or tears up within a year, they will actually replace it. You just take it back to the store. And so that's a good warranty as well to include with it. So if the thing breaks down even next summer, they'll give me a brand new model. So anyway, this is not a paid endorsement by REI. It's just I find them to be very helpful, and I like the products they offer. And I think I'll like this one. It's black and gray, very basic, and I'm just really anxious to see how it's going to work. So I'll give you an update as we begin the run here in just a few minutes. But again, I appreciate you downloading the show. If you're new to the podcast, thanks for listening. And as always, if you could just forward the link that we'll give information at the end of this podcast, this episode, if you could forward that information to all your friends, running buddies, and invite them to take a listen, download an episode or two, I would really, really appreciate that. So, let's get ready and go running. And again, I'm glad to have you with me. So, let's go.
Let's go, let's go.
Very sweet. Yeah.
Okay, move. Good morning. It is about 6:15, between 10 and 4:15. Today's 23rd of September. First day of fall arrived or began yesterday. I think it was late in the evening. Is that right? Yeah, I think that's right. So we're officially in fall, but no one's told Mother Nature that, because we're still very, very warm in the afternoons. I hear a rooster crowing. We have some roosters in the area because where we live is actually, even though we're in the city limits of Thomasville, I'm still going up the incline. I just left my house. So to hit that first thing is a little bit of a, not challenge, but until I get warmed up, it's a little difficult to talk. Anyway, I can hear the roosters, because even though we live in the edge of town, we're in the city limits, but yet you get out of town, still technically in the city limits, but you leave the town proper, go out on a road, and we live in one house of, I don't know, hundreds, out in a particular area now. We live in a development all our own, but if you were to take a, I don't know, 2 miles square of this area, there's got to be a few thousand people living here. Now, initially, I wanted to live in this area because of lower tax rate, and ended up getting city taxes and county taxes, but Davidson County is better than Guilford. Randolph may have been even better than Davidson, but that would have been a little further away. So anyway, that's where we live, so that's why I have a problem with raccoons, and that's why I can hear roosters not terribly far in the distance, because there's still some farming area around, not right at me, but I can run to it, let you know how close it is. Anyway, this morning is the first full day of fall, and we are looking at 93 degrees. It was 90 yesterday, 93 today. We're looking back to be at 90 tomorrow, upper 80s on Saturday, and then Sunday is near 80. With rain, and I don't know how it is where you are, but we have not had any rain. We had 1/10 of an inch 2 weeks ago. That's probably the first measurable rain that we've had in 3 weeks at least, maybe 3.5. And we have been in the 90s many days. You know, in the summer, those of you who live in the South, particularly southern U.S., you can identify with this. You talk about it every summer, or toward the end of every summer. Wow, this is the... My shoe feels like it's loose. We say, wow, this is the hottest summer we've ever had. It's just like a
something exciting to talk about. Well, this year has been the case with us. They are predicting that this will go down as one of the hottest. And they did say that, I know for our area, we have broken the record for the most 90-degree days in one summer. Now, whether that equates to the average temperature being, you know, higher than what it's been on other summers, if you include every day, I guess, including the days we're in now, as we get into fall, warm as it is today and tomorrow, Saturday, I think it definitely will be. It's the hottest I can remember. I cannot remember getting into the fourth week of September and it being 90 degrees. Yeah, they'll throw in a day every once in a while where you might have hit 85, 86, maybe 87. But to consistently have that, it is virtually unheard of. So when we sit around and talk about, yeah, this is one of the hottest summers I can ever remember, or this is the hottest summer I can ever remember, this year is probably true. So while the calendar says it's fall, Mother Nature says, wait a minute, I've got a little bit of summer left. So, right now, it's been down. Nights have been cool. Some of them have been quite cool, but not the last week or so. We've had a couple of nights at least where we toyed with the upper 50s. 58 was the low. 59. We've had that a couple or three nights. But as the heat has gone up from, say, we got down to 85 or so and then back up, as it's gotten back up, we find ourselves dealing with warmer nights. So while it feels fairly comfortable out here, I can tell the humidity's more than it was, you know, say for instance, 2 weeks ago when it was a little bit cooler for a couple of days. So we're still running in the summer. I thought about running last night, and Monday night. There's just no way. I mean, it was still 85 degrees at 7:30. And you can forget that. If I can, I'd rather work around it. So we're out this morning and probably only going to go for about an hour today, hopefully. I've had a hamstring problem, which again, I don't believe it's related to the running. I believe it's related to bending over, pulling up grass and flowers and trimming hedges, things like that, as I said earlier. But after 2 or 3 days, it started feeling better. And I took several days off from running because I don't want to risk an injury like that. I'm going up the big hill now. But today, we're back out. And I feel pretty good, considering. I'm a bit winded at the moment, because we're 7 or 8 minutes into this run, getting warmed up. But one thing I've noticed is whereas, you know, you hear a lot about your form deteriorates the further you go. For me, up to a certain limit, I feel like my form gets better as I get warm. And by 7, 8, and even within the last couple weeks, 10 miles, I have not had any issues with form. Now, I'm still having to concentrate on what that chi looks like. Like, just then I realized, you know, I'm really not swaying my hips much. Running from the hip, feet flat on the ground, underneath me with the pelvis leveled, neck extended. And of course the lean, it's really kind of neat. I don't even think about it anymore, the lean. It would feel so odd to get out and run with just the power of my legs. And so, it's getting easier. And the lean is not something that's really, really hard to do. It's just something that you get used to the feel of it. And then eventually you're just doing it. And that's where I am at this point. I'm climbing another cul-de-sac where, to the end of a cul-de-sac where there's one house as you come in on the left. This is going to be a very small development. 10 houses maybe. And there are no houses just for sale signs. The lots are all prepped. Grown up, of course, but they got the sewer and all that in. So I'm running up an incline to reach it. And then we'll turn around in just a second and go back down. But I'm still working on the chi. And I can tell you, as I've been saying now for several weeks, to me, it's the real deal. It's lifesaver. I need to run relaxed with my ankles relaxed. Knees bent just a little bit. And tuck my tummy where I've got the pelvis level. Incidentally, I've heard from some listeners who are beginning to incorporate some of the chi running into their program. And I'd love to hear a lot more, because I'd like to post some of that or include it in an episode of the show, your thoughts or comments on how chi running might be changing your life. And again, if you're not a chi runner, that's all right. But if you are, I'd really like to hear from you and get an idea of how it may be affecting your running. So pop me an email, if you would, 20minuterunner@gmail.com. 20minuterunner@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts about that or anything else as far as that goes. Send me a WAV file, MP3. I guess there are other formats. Most of them I can rechange it into another format. I think I got cobwebs in my head a little bit. I can convert it. So send that information to me. Love to share it. Any photographs you got, do the same thing with that. And I would appreciate it. This morning I'm feeling pretty good. After having taken off a few days because of the hamstring. A little bit of a challenge as I'm getting warmed up. But you know me, I'm determined and stubborn and all that. So I'm going to get an hour or I'm not going to get anything. So we're working on that. My hamstring is not bothering me at all. Yesterday I had a little bit of a quickening in my left groin where the hip meets the, well, where the hip bends. That goes back to an old running injury from high school. When I ran 18 miles with Sammy, turned around and ran intervals at track practice the next day. I told the coach I had run long. Run 18, he didn't believe me. Well, when I came up lame, I guess he believed me then. But be that as it may, it's once in a while that'll bother me just a little. And as far as the running, I'm not really noticing anything with that. So, in the hamstring, no problem. Left knee, right now, absolutely no problem. Right knee, no problem. Hips, generally speaking, or specifically speaking, no problem. So, I guess that means I'm not hurting anywhere. And that's always good, isn't it? That's always real good. Hope your running's going well. I know that sometimes when we're injured or we have aches and pains, we have to draw back a little bit. I know that that can create some problems. But be that as it may, I'm glad to know that were able to get out and do this. I tell you, if it was not for running, I still believe what I said last week. It's not the most important thing in my life, but I'd probably need to preface that it's one of the most. Why do I say that? Because the running... Good morning. Good. Because the running helps to open up my head and helps me forget about the issues I'm facing in life. And if I'm feeling a bit sluggish a lot of days, and even those mornings when I don't want to get up, I find that the running just really makes me feel better. Makes me feel much better. And the same is probably true for you. I did want to give you some information on the last survey that we had. I appreciate you taking the survey. If you will go to the blog, which we'll tell you more about that in a little bit, but if you go to the blog, we have a new survey out this month, which is, what is your favorite time of year to run? Fall, winter, spring, or summer? Right now, I can tell you from early results, fall is going to be a big winner. And I've told you before, that is my favorite time to run. For reasons such as this, that even though it might be warm in the daytime, in the evening, that's a little warmer out here than it's been lately, as I said earlier, but you still can get out and run in the mornings, and it's cool, real cool, or be cooler than it is even today. And I love that, the crispness of it. The fact that it might be 93 today, but in the morning, it'll probably be back down to 68, something like that. It'll feel really, really good. So, I'm not projecting a winter, but I am projecting a winter, I guess. Probably fall's gonna win that one. So, let me give you the results of the last survey. The question for this one was, let me get where I can read it. What single race are you gearing up for this year? Okay, let's see what the results are. Drum roll, please. And 0% said they were training for an ultra. 0% said they were training, gearing up for a 10K. 13% said they were gearing up for a 5K. 26% said they were gearing up for a marathon. And the winner is at 66%. 66% of respondents to the survey said that the race distance they were gearing up for this year, their main race, is a half marathon. And to me, that just reminds us, as I've read and maybe as you've heard, that the half marathon is at this point probably the most popular distance, which the survey bears out, and that the 10K has declined in popularity. I remember years ago, Sammy and I, when we were first running, we ran a lot of 5Ks, ran a couple 10-milers, but man, most everything was 10K. It was a little hard to find a 5, and now you got to really hunt to find a 10K. Most time you can find a 5 or a half with a 5 attached to it, or 5, half, and a marathon together. It's interesting, too, to me that rarely do you ever find just a marathon by itself without a shorter race distance. There's always, as far as I can tell, always a half marathon, or there's always a 5K. And if you are going to run a half, there's always a 5K to go with that. And of course, you can find 5Ks alone, but fairly unusual to find the half or full without another race distance. I thought I need to correct myself because, well, no, I started to say because the one I ran last year was only a half, but no, it did offer a 5K, just as the one December 12th will. The half I'm planning to run, it offers a 5K also. All right, we are out to Hasty School Road. I'm feeling pretty good. Letting my hips swing freely, feet landing flat underneath or behind me, pelvis level, neck extended, leaning basically from the ankles or the hip, and just letting gravity bring me, bent knees a bit. Feeling pretty good. I think we will go ahead and pause here for just a couple minutes to bring you some of the outstanding music that is provided. Quality is the name of the game when it comes to this particular podcast, which you may have noted by now. I say that with my tongue firmly in my cheek. I do try to put together a good show, but I know sometimes it's a lot to be desired. I don't have a studio, for one thing. And the only equipment that I use are a PC and some basic software that's free, although hosting the program costs a little bit, but even it's less than $100 a year to do this whole shooting match after you get your recorder and your mic and everything figured out. So, incidentally, before the break, if you're interested in doing a podcast, I'd love to send you info about that, what I do, how I put it together. It sounds a little difficult in some respects. I mean, I'm pretty computer savvy, but I'm not a guru or anything. I mean, I don't work on them. But I was able to figure it out without a tremendous amount of difficulty. And you can do the same. If you're interested in that, send me an email. I'll be glad to help you get up and going. And I recommend the recorder, at least the one I use, which I think sounds pretty good. But be that as it may, let's take a break here and pause. And again, I want to thank you for listening, for downloading, or if you're listening at work, maybe you're on the road, maybe downloaded it and you got it in the car, maybe you're running right now. Hey, it's good to be running with you. You are listening to episode 67 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast.
Like the mountain from the valley, or tomorrow from today. One rises from the other, can change black and white into gray. I know one thing for sure, that my life's a big charade. This soul is much too heavy, and I cannot run away. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. He came looking for me. Top of life's mountains, or the bottom of its valley, I know that I am not alone. He'll save me eventually. I know one thing for sure, that my life's a big charade. This soul is much too heavy, and I cannot run away. He came looking for me. He came looking. for me. Like the east is from the west, and the sky is to the sea, he will never give up on me. I know one thing for sure, that my life's a big charade. This soul is much too heavy, and I cannot run away.
Welcome back, my friend. We've turned off of Hasty School onto into the Carrington Townhouses development, which is fairly small, but gets me off the main road. And as I, after I make my turnaround at the shopping center, it's like all of a sudden, boom, there's the moon. And it's a yellowy orange. It looks full, you know, at about where 10 o'clock would be on the clock, maybe, if you look at the sky with the six on the ground. And I don't know if it's a harvest moon, or I'd have to go back and read and find out what a harvest moon is, but is there such a thing as a harvest moon? And if it means a big orange beautiful moon, then that's what I'm seeing, because it's been dark for most of this run, but the light is definitely coming now. I'm beginning to be able to see very well. Even though I can see pretty good with street lights, but you get the idea. I have to stop and look at my watch, or stop and, like, for the stats for the survey, I had jotted those down and I couldn't see them without stopping under a street light. Still haven't gotten any glasses, but we're working on it. Alright, I want to spend just a very few minutes telling you about the GPS that I ended up with, which I talked about a few minutes to open this episode. I'm wearing it right now, and I know that I have run 3.99 miles, and I'm running a 9:22. Alright, it did give me my split, 9:21. Which is weird, because I was getting ready to talk about that, and I will in a minute. So I ran that last mile in 9:21, which is not bad. Okay, that's what I expected to do. Maybe I wasn't listening before. But before I get into that, just let me tell you that the watch out of the box includes a watch, USB, connection with basically a clamp. The watch has four, what do you call them, connectors on the back, four contacts, and you put the watch in the clamp, and that clamp is the way the watch transfers information, as well as it'll charge if you got it hooked up in USB. So that setup comes with it. And then you have a plug-in that you can plug USB into it and plug it directly into the wall just for charging. And it's supposed to go 8 hours in GPS mode. If you run 45 minutes a day, several days a week, it should last you about a week, maybe a little longer. And if you leave it off of GPS enabled, it's supposed to hold a charge for 3 weeks. Well, that's pretty good. That means that I should be able to easily do a week's training on, well, I could do it twice on a single charge. So I like that. It's very simple to operate. You go outside, you hit the page menu button, lower left-hand corner, and the watch begins to search for satellite. There's a bar filling up, and you can see it. When it locates, it even tells you timer started, or it'll go to the timer, I should say. And then when you hit the button to start the timer, which will not come up until the satellite's located, if you're outside, then you can hit the start, and it will tell you timer started. Now, let's say you're inside, you just want to use a stopwatch. In that case, it will attempt to locate a signal when you hit the page menu button. But when it does not, very quickly actually, it will ask you, is it indoor use? And you just hit OK. It is, and you can use it as a stopwatch without it trying to find the satellite the whole time you're inside. If you're on a treadmill, for instance. But once you get out and you hit the stop button and you get moving, it will display your distance on the top, and it will display your lap time on the bottom and your elapsed time of the whole run in the middle. Some people don't like that feature, morning, because some people want to know the time right then, and even I think commented on that I don't want to know how much I ran the last mile in total only. I want to know, what am I running at this very moment? So for some people, that's a problem, and even I express that as being a problem. However, as time has gone on and I begin to get a better, although I understand what that meant, get it clear in my head what that means, it's not bad. And I'll tell you why. Because let's say that I'm getting out and I want to average, you know, like I know to break a 4-hour marathon, I need to average, is it 9:09? We'll just say it is, it might not be. Something like that. And when I look at my watch and it tells me that I am running a 9:20 pace, well, that means what I'm running at that moment. That does not tell me if I've been running more slowly up to that point. But if it's breaking that down in inch in increments and I can understand, then it's helpful. Same scenario, look at my watch and it says 9:20 or 9:21, and I need to run a 9:09, and it tells me I'm 0.6 of a mile into that lap, so to speak. Then I know that I need to speed up, because for the entire race, I want the overall average of each mile to be 9:09, for instance, and not just to know that I'm running exactly that at that moment. Now, with the other watch I had, it would tell me what I was running literally right then, and it would give me my average pace. But I had to hit a bunch of buttons to do it, and I was always petrified that I was going to hit something and mess it up, which it would happen occasionally, and I particularly didn't want to do that in a marathon. So what I did is I looked at my live speedometer right now time and tried to average as best I could. And when it was over, now that I have to look at it and think about it, I was probably a few seconds off, because there were parts of those miles or sections of the race where If I didn't glance at my watch for a few minutes, I could have been running more slowly than I felt like I was. So I like that. On this watch, I believe it'll prove beneficial. Now, it does not have capabilities of setting a timer to run intervals, which I do enjoy, but I can work around that. One thing about the lap is you can set it from a quarter mile up to 2 miles. So, and every time it hits that, it's supposed to beep and tell you what your average is, what your average was for that lap or that mile. Well, I have this one set on the mile, which is the default. And for some reason or other, I didn't hear it beep until just a minute ago when you heard it. And that was like at mile 4. So maybe I'm just not listening as well as I need to be. But we're soon going to approach 5 miles and we'll see if it does it again. What's really, really cool is, with the exception of start, stop, checking your history, you can hit a manual lap at any time if you want to. What's really cool with this watch is the software, and I know a lot of people have Garmins. Preaching to the choir here, probably. But what I love is you can put it on the computer, go to their website, Garmin Connect, and it will take the information that you've got and give you all types of info about it. And that I really like. Okay, we should be about to get a reading here. Just a few seconds. Let's see if it does it. Well, maybe I've got a little further to go than I thought. I tell you, I really have a hard time seeing. I thought it was 4.9, but it might be. No, I believe it is. No, I don't believe it is. We'll see. Morning. Alright, it did tell me that I averaged 9:12 for the 5th mile, but it did not beep at me. So, leads me to wonder, is it really doing exactly what it needs to do? Because I do have another issue with the watch, which I'll tell you about in a second. But what's really cool is I can hook the watch up, and it will give me all kinds of graphs. Elevation, time, pace, and you can actually put it in player mode, and you can see all of those working at once. You can speed it up or slow it down. So you know that exactly 4.1 miles, this was the elevation, and this was the pace I was running. That's pretty cool. Take me a while to figure out how helpful it is, but pretty cool. And then, also, it will automatically connect with Google Maps, Google Earth. So whenever you hook up the watch, it gives you your actual location where you ran. And again, you can put it on player. You have to have a 3D plug-in for that, but they call it 3D at Google Earth. It comes with the program if you have a Garmin, you know what I'm talking about. But again, for the entire run, you can watch it be mapped, and you can see your stats, stop, whatever. Now, while the watch will not give me average pace during the entire run, unless I set it for just no laps, and then it'll count the whole run as one lap, that would work. But in that case, you would just have the one constant, which you couldn't, you can do that, but then you don't do laps with it. Be that as it may, but it just really has some neat features. Now, the problem I have with it is I have plugged it up at work, USB, checking it out, and it did fine. Done that a couple times just to see. No problem. However, when I tried to hook it up on my home computer, it crashed it. So I tried it 3 or 4 different ways, and every time I touch USB to the home computer, it crashes it. Why? I don't know. But it is something that I've emailed them about, and I did go on customer service online, and it actually, they put me on hold for 30 minutes, which I don't like, but I did send them an email, and they have responded and said they would get back within 3 days. I went to their forum on their website and found that other people have had those issues as well. Some people have had the thing to run fine, and then after several weeks or months, starts doing that. I have found a way around that. Plug USB in before I turn on the computer. Don't unplug it until after the computer's off. Well, it's inconvenient. I don't think that ought to be the fix, but I can deal with it. All right. We're going to close this one out and give you some final thoughts here. Morning. In just a minute. We just hit 6 miles, close to the end, and it did beep, tell me that I was running a 9:16 mile. Right now we're at 6.10, 6.1, and we're running a 9:03, so picking it up just a little bit as we bring this one in. Could be that I have the watch set for 2 mile interval instead of one by mistake, as far as the audible, but we'll see about that. And while I can, none of these things are what I can't deal with, it's just they're not the way they're supposed to be. That's what irritates me, but as I said last week, we deal with it and we get on with our lives. So I think I'm going to wind this one up here, stop, go ahead and get Odie, get me some Propel, give you just a couple of minutes of closing thoughts on how the watch did today and what I might do next episode, which could be helpful. I realize I sort of rambled about the watch, but I just wanted to tell you the basic things about it, non-scripted. So we are winding up here. Right now we're running a 8:53 pace, and we're getting ready to stop. Timer stopped. Okay, we're stopped. I've got Odie on the leash and a bottle of Propel in my hand. Just beginning to walk up the street. The watch on it, one thing I do like is you can go back and hit the reset button, hold it down, and it will store that run into memory, and it'll store, I think it's set up to 100 hours. So you could put, you know, 30, 40, 50 runs on there, depending on how much you run. And it will automatically load that information whenever I hook it up and upload it. It will automatically update the account that I have with Garmin in my name and my password and all that, and give me that information. And what it does is once the memory fills up, it'll delete the oldest entries. So you've always got, you know, minimum of 30 or 40 runs in your watch. You can go back and do a history, give you the day, give you your distance, give you your total time, give you your average for the run. For instance, today we ran 6.2, 1 hour, 1 minute, 53 seconds, and that's an average pace of 9:58. Now, I know that I was running faster at the end, obviously. The last couple miles we were at 9:16, 9:14, something like that. So what I'll do is whenever I hook this up and it gives me that information online, then it will tell me every mile split. And it will give me the cumulative average as I go, things like that. So then I can begin to assess it and see, okay, you know, I'm really always slower between mile 3 and 4 than I am any others, for instance, or things of that nature. So that's what you do with it. We'll see how it goes. I have a feeling I had the lap set for 2 miles because it beeped 4 and 6, I know, but I never heard 2. But we'll have to check on that. But other than that issue today and the issue of the USB not crashing my computer but shutting it down, of course I can work around that, but they're going to get back with me with an answer. Other than those two things, so far I love it, and I love to be able to look and see the map where I actually ran and can redo that if I need to. I think it'll be a great tool, and I highly encourage Its use, or any type of GPS, whatever you're comfortable with, I'm finding out they're more and more valuable than I originally realized. But my other watch just crashed and I had to do something. So a couple more things before we leave here. Go to the blog if you would. Take a survey. You can email me from there with photos, race reports that I will include in an upcoming episode. I'll post the photos at the site. You can take the survey for this month, which I alluded to earlier. Actually, we run that a couple months. Pictures of listeners. I'd love to put your picture there. If it's not, email me a photograph. Just give me your name and where you run. I would love to have that from you to include with the runner photos. You can check out all the previous episodes, all 66 of them. You can subscribe to it with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. So there's lots of things going on at the blog. The site for that is 20minuterunner.blogspot.com. 20minuterunner.blogspot.com. And you can connect with me there. You can also see where you can go to Facebook or Twitter. I'm not on Twitter very much. On Facebook occasionally. Best way is to send me an email. But anyway, that's where we are. And you can get up with me there. What I believe I will do next episode is, as I'm downloading this information, uploading it rather, I will just walk you through that audibly as I'm doing it and let you know some of the features of the website and what you can do there. Half of what the watch will do is at the website. It's not just on the watch. The watch by itself is useful, but put it with the website, that software, it's exceptionally useful. We might walk you through that next time. All right, I am going to get out of here. Thanks for joining me today. We will look to talk to you in 7 to 10 days. Hope your running's going well. Hope your life's going well. I just want to encourage you along the road if I can. And we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, she ran up the street. So we're going back home, so maybe she'll go. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, Bailey. Bailey. Come on. Come on. Come on, Bailey. Come on. Come on, Odie. Come on, Odie. So we will talk to you soon. Have a great week, everybody. See ya. Hey, baby.